we're beginning those, as I mentioned yesterday now, excerpts from the Lord's Last Supper discourses. Taking these words of the Lord as our last step in preparing ourselves for Pentecost. Today, we begin then with chapter 13. And the part we have today, you recognize. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, now, that washing of the feet, that was a symbolic gesture. It was a very powerful act. Washing feet in that culture is like brushing teeth in ours. It's a humble, daily, more than daily function. You come in from the street, you're wearing sandals, your feet are all dirty and dusty, and so you wash them, or somebody else washes them. So the gesture is one of very great humility. And for Jesus, the master, the rabbi, to do this, to say nothing of the fact that he's the living and eternal Son of God, to do this very humble daily service, he's trying already to instruct them and us. You see, this is all instruction about the real washing, which is being washed in his blood. You remember the hymn, I'm sure, in Philippians, where it says, though he wasn't by nature in the form of God, didn't consider being equal to God a thing to be clung to. He emptied himself. He took off his garments. You see. And taking the form of a slave, foot washing. He was like a man. And he was more obedient yet. Unto death. Death on a cross. Therefore, God, his Father, exalted him. He took his seat again, clothed again in the robes that pertained to him in his divinity. He's acting out for them what's going to happen. It's not just, it is a menial gesture of a slave or a servant in the house. He's trying to show them that this is his service. The Son of Man has not come to be served, but to serve. And his service, his diakonia, is to give his life as a ransom for the many. And so that's why he says, you see, no slave is greater than his master. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. Which means, now you wash one another's feet. Serve one another. Big shots, make sure you serve little shots if you want to go on being big shots. Wash one another's feet. Now we actually do this on Holy Thursday, but the plan or the notion is not just this physical act, it's if God could become man and then die on a cross to save us, surely you can forgive those who have offended you and serve them. That's the point. And so, and then he mentions, but there's one among you, you know, and then this scripture, the one who ate my food, who sat at the table with me. Now, you know, meet you for lunch and we go down to McDonald's and get a hamburger and a cup of coffee and it takes 20 minutes and we're out of there. That's not a meal. You know, a meal is you enter someone's home. They take you into their home. They've prepared a meal for you. You eat, you share life. You see? And that's what he's saying here, you see? The one who shared my life, who's been with me, he's the one who's going to betray me. I'm telling you now, before it happens, this is the role, one of the roles of prophecy. Our Lady has been prophesying now for over a century of what's going to happen. Why? So when it happens, we don't think anything's out of God's control. This is part of God's plan. That's why he says, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am, which is the divine name. I am who I am, from Exodus 3, remember? This I am, ego eimi, comes, I forgot, 8 times, I guess, in John. Sometimes followed by I am, the bread of life. Sometimes just I am. You remember the one in the garden, and the servants of the high priest and their little army come to arrest Jesus, and Judas is with them. And he said, who are you looking for? Jesus of Nazareth. Now, in Greek and in Hebrew, anihu, I'm the one. But it also means I am. So he said, I am. And they all fell back into the darkness, it says. They can't take that self-revelation. I am. So now that you've seen me act this out for you, you can grasp two things. One, I am your slave, and the other, I am your God. Now follow me. Imitate me. Come to me, and I'll give you everything you need to be a saint. So then he says, so now, if I send you, remember, when they receive you, they're receiving me. And if they receive me, they're receiving the one who sent me, namely, my Father. Now, I'll leave it to you because we have to move on, but you see, this is the first of these teachings of Jesus from the Last Supper. Why now? To get us ready for Pentecost. What has this got to do with it? See? Who sends the Holy Spirit? I am. But it's made it humanly accessible. I, Jesus, your brother who died for you, I am the divine source of the Holy Spirit, and I willingly, in the plan of the eternal Trinity, pour him out on you. That's what we're getting ready for. There's a grace there, as I've told you before. In every feast, there is a grace. Start to get ready for the grace of Pentecost.